This story is dedicated by Mendel Tolashevsky in merit of our brothers and sisters in the holy land of Eretz Yisrael for their safety and protection and the return of all captives.
There was someone by the name of the mayor who was actually a grandfather, a Zaidi, of Hillel Potiphar, who he became a chassid of the Baal Shem Tov. So an amazing story. Is at first, they were, he was not. And in fact, when the Baal Shem Tov first started teaching, his teaching ways of chassidus, how to serve Hashem better, a lot of people thought that it was not a good thing to join the Baal Shem Tov. Until later, everybody realized that the Baal Shem Tov is a big tzaddik, and he's helping people serve Hashem better, because people heard of a new thing. So some people said Lashon Hara is fake things and said, oh, maybe he's changing things, maybe he's changing the Torah, Chas V'Shalom. And Baal Shem Tov taught everyone, see, back then, people had a little bit of a mistake. They said, since learning Torah is so important, which is true, so somebody who learns Torah, you have to honor them, which that's true. But then they said, someone who doesn't learn Torah, they're not important. It doesn't make a difference what they do, which that's a mistake. Hashem cares about every single Jewish person, whether they do more mitzvahs or less, just because Hashem loves the Yid so much. So Hashem gives us the special opportunity to do more mitzvahs and learn more Torah. So in everyone, Hashem wants them to come close. We're all Hashem's children. So now they heard the Baal Shem Tov is teaching everyone that even a simple Jew who never learned anything, Hashem loves him. Wait, is the Baal Shem Tov trying to say that maybe people who learn Torah are not so important? Are not as important as we thought they were? Or is he changing something? So people at first who didn't know, they started maybe saying, oh, don't listen to Baal Shem Tov, maybe he's not good. And a lot of people, even good people, they made a mistake. They thought that you shouldn't join the Baal Shem Tov. So at first, Meir had a chavrusa, they learned together, him, Meir and David. And his chavrusa, his study partner, David, left town and went to go join the Baal Shem Tov. So now, David's family, his wife's family, heard about it, and they were so surprised and upset because they thought it was not a good thing to join the Baal Shem Tov. And they said, please come back. No, don't go to him. And he said, nope, I'm staying. They were so upset that they asked their daughter, who was married to David, you know, we think your husband's doing a very bad thing to join the tzaddik. Well, they didn't know he's a tzaddik, sorry. So maybe you stay away from him. She said, nope, my husband's a very great person. If he's going to the Baal Shem Tov, it must be a good thing. And they were so upset at her. Okay, fine. Until, finally, years later, this David, who went to go join the Baal Shem Tov, to learn from the Baal Shem Tov, be a chassid, he ended up becoming a rav in the city of Nikolaev. Years passed, and Meir, who was the chavrusa who stayed behind, he ended up taking over his father-in-law's business. But he actually didn't do too much work. He spent most of his time sitting and learning Torah. How? What did he do? As he would travel a few times a year to go to the big markets and buy stuff. And the rest of the year, back at home, his family, his wife and kids, they would take care of selling everything. So he got to spend most of his time learning Torah and a little bit of time to do business. So one time, on one of his trips he did, he was passing through a place and he saw people who were very, very happy. So he asked them, what are you guys so happy? What happened? And they said, oh, we're so happy because we have a special, very important visitor in our town. The big Rav, Reb David from Nikolaev, came to visit us. We're all excited. And when he heard that name, wait, Reb David from Nikolaev, that was my chavrusa, my study partner. Well, and then he went to join the Baal Shem Tov, and then became a Rav there, Nikolaev. Oh, that must be him. You know, we were good friends for a bunch of years. Let me go meet him and speak to him. So he found out where this Reb David was staying, and they met each other. They were so happy to see each other, and they were talking. And then Meir asked David, tell me, why did you go to the Baal Shem Tov? What was wrong with what we were doing until then? What happened? So Reb David said, listen, you know, we were learning for many hours a day. We're doing a very great thing to learn Torah. But I don't think we were learning just because we wanted to serve Hashem, purely for Hashem's sake. I'll tell you like this. When we do a mitzvah, the mitzvah to do it is the main thing. But besides for just doing the mitzvah with your hands or your mouth, whatever it is, it's also important what you think in your heart. I give an example. Let's say someone's poor and hungry and needs food, and you give them food. So one way to do it is you give them something. Okay, I really wanted it, but I'll be nice. I'll give it to you. Here, take it. Is that a nice way to give it to someone? No. The guy might not be so hungry, but he's going to feel very bad. Oh, you know, I took away his food. He didn't want to give it to me. He didn't smile, or he's going to feel bad. Imagine instead if you smiled to him and said, here, please take it. Thank you. Enjoy it. You speak very nicely to him. Make him happy. Is that a better way to do a mitzvah?
Yeah.
For sure. Both people gave tzedakah, but one did it with a sad face, made the guy feel bad, one with a happy face. So not just the what you do, but the way you do it, and the way you feel about it, and you speak about it. So every mitzvah, we try to do a mitzvah, say we do it because we want to serve Hashem, we want to make Hashem happy. For sure it brings brachas, many good blessings for everyone, every mitzvah we do, every good deed we do. And also when we learn Torah, a person who can learn Torah because it's such a special thing we have, we could serve Hashem, and it's a special gift Hashem gave us. We're very lucky we have a schus to serve Hashem and learn Hashem's holy Torah. Or maybe someone could think, I'll learn Torah and then I'll be more smart and people will like me. Well, he did a mitzvah, but it wasn't the best reason to think I'm doing it for myself. Okay. So he said, we were learning Torah, and as much as we were learning Torah, I felt we weren't doing it totally, totally for Hashem's sake. A little bit mixed in the Yetzer Hara also. It was also mixed in. And I wanted to serve Hashem even better. And I heard that by the Baal Shem Tov, they learn how to serve Hashem with their whole heart and learn Torah for Hashem's sake in a very special way. So I wanted to become better. So I decided to go there. So Mary said, okay, I understand, yeah, I definitely could serve Hashem better. I can't say I'm a tzaddik in my heart. I understand. And then Reb David said, let me tell you what happened. So I came to Baal Shem Tov to check out, to see what it's like. And I saw a bunch of very amazing things. And I saw, wow, Baal Shem Tov is definitely a very great tzaddik. But I said, okay, he's a very big tzaddik, I see. And I like how they're learning to tell you everything, but okay, maybe I'll stay, maybe I won't, maybe I'll go back home. Until the other chassidim, they were saying, no, stay longer, there's more things you want to see. He said, stay one more day. Because the next night is going to be the yard site for the Baal Shem Tov's parents. And on that night of the yard site, he says over special secrets of the Torah, which he doesn't usually say. And you don't want to hear this. What they warned him is that sometimes people can't take it. It's too much for them and they fall asleep. So make sure you shouldn't be tired. Okay. He's going to teach deep secrets of the Torah. Okay. So I'll be there. I'll make sure I stay awake. So I made sure, found out what time was earlier. Make sure I take a nap. Make sure before I drink and have maybe a coffee or something. And I should stay awake. I should be able to hear every word that the tzaddik says. So the Baal Shem Tov started teaching and saying the deep secrets in the Torah for the kavanas, for the reasons why we go to mikvah. And deep thoughts about it, something very, very deep about it, some secrets of the Torah. So after he finished speaking, one of the students said, Rebbe, doesn't the Arizal, who's a big tzaddik, who also explained many deep secrets of the Torah, the Arizal also explained these deep secrets of the Torah about the mikvah, but he said a different explanation. It seems like you're saying differently than the Arizal. So the Baal Shem Tov all of a sudden leaned back and his face changed colors. Looked like something was happening. And all of a sudden, this person, David, said, all of a sudden I got very, very, very tired. I'm not going to fall asleep. He got so tired and boom, fell asleep. As soon as he fell asleep, he saw something, like a vision, like in a dream. He saw a lot of people running. People running. He asked, hey, where are you guys going? You didn't hear? The Baal Shem Tov is going to speak. Come. He saw them all running somewhere. So he, okay, let me join. Baal Shem Tov is going to speak somewhere. He ran and joined everyone. And he saw in this big place, a lot of people there. And he saw the Baal Shem Tov speaking, and he was teaching everyone. Masbasa ben Shemaim. Everyone came to hear the Baal Shem Tov speak. And it's very surprising. He heard the Baal Shem Tov tell everybody, again, the same thing he just heard. All the deep explanations, the secrets that are behind a mikvah. So as soon as he finished speaking, a very, very special, holy-looking Jew, who people said, oh, that's the Arizal, he got up, and he started asking questions to the Baal Shem Tov. Said, Baal Shem Tov, but I taught like this, and how do you say that? Asking different questions on the learning. And the Baal Shem Tov started answering, they're discussing back and forth, until the Arizal said, yes, you're right. Told the Baal Shem Tov, you're right. And as soon as that was finished, this David woke up. So then, the Baal Shem Tov turned to this David and said, David, tell them what you saw. So, and wow. What just happened? He just said deep secrets of Torah, and they said that Arizal says different. So to show what happened, he must have gone out to Shemaim somehow while he was sitting here. And he took me so I could also see what's happening. And he showed that Arizal agreed with him. So he told everyone what happened and said, after that, I said, okay, I need to be a chassid of this tzaddik. This is such a great tzaddik. So Meir heard the story from David, who was his chavrusa, and said, wow, that's how good of a tzaddik he is. I also want to go to the Baal Shem Tov.